When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Billy gets graphically sexual as Selena goes on date night and Halle opens up about postpartum. TikTok is banned. Megan Thee Stallion is Megan Thee sued. We find out Dwayne Johnson's dream job and find out how a huge hit was made. This is Wednesday's Billboard News. Let's jump in. Megan Thee Stallion may be heading back to court. Let's break it down.
Any man go against me, I handle shit. I'm a Teflon Don in the courtroom. Yeah. They be throwing that dirt, don't shit stick.
In a complaint filed on April 23rd, cameraman Emilio Garcia accuses Megan Thee Stallion of subjecting him to a hostile work environment. In the lawsuit filed against Megan and Roc Nation, Garcia alleges that after a night out in Ibiza back in June 2022, he was in an SUV with Megan and three other women.
What's up, hotties? It's the Hot Girl Coach back again, giving y'all part two of Ibiza.
Garcia's lawyer, who also represents three backup dancers suing Lizzo, writes in the lawsuit obtained by Billboard. Suddenly, Stallion and one of the other women start having sex right beside plaintiff. Plaintiff could not get out of the car as it was both moving and he was in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country. Garcia claims this left him feeling embarrassed, mortified, and offended. And he alleges the next day she berated him, told him don't ever discuss what you saw, and made fat-shaming comments toward him. Where does Roc Nation come into all of this? Garcia alleges Roc Nation switched him from a monthly rate to a per-assignment arrangement, decreased the number of booking with Megan, and by June of 2023 told him his services would no longer be required. In a statement to Billboard, Megan's attorney said this is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed, and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her, we will deal with this in court. For the latest on the case, head to billboard.com. And from Megan's lawsuit to some other women in music, here's three things you need to know today.
Do you ever make it out of your head?
We were all happy to see Halle Bailey bring her own angel into the world, but it hasn't always been easy for the new mom. She opened up to social media about postpartum depression.
But it's to the point where it's really bad. It's hard for me to be separated from my baby for more than 30 minutes at a time before I start to kind of freak out.
Of course, she doesn't want to be away from her halo, wishing her the best as she navigates motherhood. Billie Eilish has opened up about her new song, Lunch, and exploring her sexuality in Rolling Stone. I wrote some of it before even doing anything with a girl, and then wrote the rest after. I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand. Until last year, I realized I wanted my face in a vagina. Believe it or not, that's not the wildest thing she said. Her new album is her most personal, if you can't tell. I can't begin to imagine what else she explores. And it was date night for Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. They sat courtside in New York for the 76ers versus the Knicks, and they looked like they were having the best time together. Interesting date attire for Benny, but we wouldn't expect anything less. These two definitely look like their love's on. Let's pour one out for the homies. Well, I don't have anything, but it's still a sad day for users of the Clock app.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere.
It's official, TikTok is banned. But how long does the company have before they disappear off your phone? We're breaking it down. It was by a wide margin on Tuesday that the US Senate voted in favor of legislation that would ban TikTok in the US. It all comes down to one thing. The app's owner, Chinese tech firm ByteDance, must sell TikTok. And the social media giant with 170 million US users is forced to find a new owner. They have 9 months to do this or be banned from the United States entirely. TikTok promised to take the US government to court if Biden signed the bill, and now that that has happened, we may see this go much further. The CEO has responded.
We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
Okay, did you grow up loving The Rock? I did, and I got some news for you with your Rudy Poo.
crazy.
It's an empty bar.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a true country fan. But did you know he's a country singer too?
But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
Dwayne Johnson may have appeared in Chris Jansen's music video for What You See Is What You Get, but he's not just there for his good looks. He's got singing chops, too.
I can tell you that he had surprised and blessed me with an open invitation from himself and the Opry for me to join him on the Opry stage, which I cannot wait to do. That's a dream come true.
He told us how he almost became a country singer when he was evicted from Hawaii as a teenager and discovered the country scene in Nashville.
I was in Piggly Wiggly singing, like not caring, and I was singing a Hank song. I'll never forget it. A woman came around and she kind of looked at me and I thought I had done something wrong. She goes, oh, I just came around to see who was singing. And she goes, do you sing? Do you? And I'm 15. And I went, no, I just love to sing. I love country. She goes, well, you should go down to Broad Street. And that's where all the singers are.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I went, okay. And then that's when I started hanging out on Broad trying to get a gig at these honky tonks because I had this dream in my head that I was, or delusion, that I was going to be a country music star.
When you said delusion.
A hot spot Dwayne and Chris both frequented when they were teenagers is the famous Tootsie's.
For me to be able to go to, say, Tootsie's on stage with this guy or the Mecca, Grand Ole Opry, is full circle.
Full circle for me is I haven't been back into Tootsie's since I started there.
Wow.
My first year in town. That will be the first time I will be back in there as well. So we'll do it together. It'll be the first time together that we've been back in there since we were there.
And The Rock's got another famous country friend, Jelly Roll, who he discovered at a low point.
2017, I was going through a rough time. A lot of pressure, as life brings all of us. A song popped up on my playlist, out of the blue. But then again, as we know, with moments like that, it's never out of the blue. That's God, it's the universe. And it's a song called Only. Me and rocked me to the core when I heard that song. I just started to follow him and didn't reach out to him or anything like that. And we just started to come together and become great friends. And I appreciate his music and I appreciate him as a human being and being a Nashville guy too as well.
Hey, I'm Jess Glynn and this is How It Went Down from my song, Hold My Hand. Hold My Hand, I wrote in probably the end of 2014. I'll never forget that day, actually. I was with my friend Jin Jin, and we were in the car driving to Kilburn in London to go to the studio to meet Jack from Clean Bandit, who I had Rather Be With. I don't know like how it came about, but Darling Hold My Hand came up in the car. We were talking about what we wanted to say, I think, in the song or what we were kind of going into the session with. I think we were just having a real like friendship moment in the car. And by the time we got to the studio, we kind of had like an idea of what we wanted to say. And that was like, when you're feeling kind of like the outcast in a room, there's one person that you know has always got you. It was kind of crazy. The song came together so quickly. We kind of gave him the idea and what have you. And he just sat at the piano in the corner of the room. We were sat on this little sofa and he just started playing. Dun, 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 dun. And everything just went like that. As they say, the rest genuinely was history. It was just like the song just fell out of our kind of mouths, I guess. Like, the lyrics were there, the message was there. And it was like a moment where we left that session knowing that we'd just done something really special. And it still took a while to actually finish the record, like after we'd kind of started it, because we went back in again to add to the chorus, because it was like we heard the song like maybe a week or two in, and it was like something was missing. And then we kind of invited someone else in with fresh ears, because sometimes it really jars you when you listen to a song loads of times. And this lady called Ina Rolson came in and helped us kind of like articulate the chorus. And they're like, I'm ready for this. Bit kind of came together. So darling, hold my hand. Hold My Hand video was a video that, again, I will never forget. It was the first like big video where I sat back in my seat and felt like, wow, I've made it. I was going to LA to shoot this music video with this big director, Emil, who just, like, he'd done so many incredible videos prior to me, like Calvin Harris, just to name one. It was really important to me to have Jen in the video. It made no sense. I was like, I really want my friends in the video. And I have to be honest with you, this video, I actually don't know the story on what we were trying to achieve. It was just like, cars zooming around, me standing in the middle of a desert and just kind of having a moment. And then me hanging out with my friends. This song obviously is super important to me and has been a massive part of my career. It was my first number one on my own, and it was number one for like 4 weeks. It's crazy to even think, like, the video's had over 160 million views to this day. The maddest thing about this record is that it got released in 2015 and we're in 2024, and right now it's like constantly being relived. Like, it's literally in the UK the song of the summer. There's a jet company called Jet2. It's their theme song. So, like, the adverts are, like, on all the time. The minute you hear the dun dun dun, it's like everyone knows it's summer, which is quite a beautiful thing. But it's like the song that just never leaves my side.
Such a bop. Thanks, Jess. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News.